The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
Good evening to everyone on this cold, rainy Friday night in January, which just happens to be the perfect night for some high school basketball in Indiana. We are coming to you from Oldenburg, Indiana, the Hillenbrand Family Feldhouse. The guy to my left, Mr. Rob Moorhead, and I'm Brian Samples. We'll have all the action for you here tonight. South Ripley Raiders have made the trip to Oldenburg, and they will battle the Twisters. South Dearborn, Oldenburg coming off a game last night with South Dearborn. South Ripley has not played a game since they played last in that Ripley County tourney, which Rob and I were able to bring you those games through the whole Ripley County tourney. So you look at it on paper tonight, both these teams matched up very well. Should be a good contest. We'll see what happens and get this in. Everybody get home before the bad weather hits, Rob.
Amen, Brian. It's a little brutal out there tonight. Wet, cold, and windy. But as you said, January in Indiana, that's basketball weather, my friend.
Yep, we love it. Want to take a minute and thank our sponsors. Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communications, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Gehrings, Ison Family Pizza, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzweiler, JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and the Knobby Mower Shop. We have about 15 minutes on the clock. Right now we're going to step away and take a two-minute break. When we come back, you'll hear from both coaches on tonight's ballgame. You're listening to Sports Voice 103.9 WRBI.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. This time we're joined by head coach of the South Ripley Raiders, Sevy Beach. Coach Beach, thanks for taking some time here this evening.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Coach, coming in, what I like to look at this game is kind of the start of the second half of the season. And when you look back, came out of the Ripley County tourney, you got a win in the tournament, and then had a good game against Batesville, a game of runs. You had a great start. Your kids got down, but you made a heck of a comeback, got it within three, just unable to finish it off at the end. What do you take away from that tournament?
Yeah, we felt pretty good. I thought we liked the game plan coming in against Batesville. And obviously we started off sharp, and then kind of went haywire there in the second quarter. But what we, you know, a big positive that we could take away from that is I think we got down to 18 at some point there in the second half. And last year, you know, we would have laid down. So we obviously didn't do that and kept competing, you know, until that final buzzer and, you know, got it to three and had a chance. I think we even had the ball down three at one point. So we fought all the way back there. We just got to, you know, get that full 32 minutes put together. And you know, that's what we're still trying to do. We were close, you know, the week before, you know, down at Southridge. We're up three against Southridge with the ball and turn it over and miss a free throw or two. You know, so we're super close, you know, but to beat teams like Southridge and Batesville that are 9-3 and 10-1, like, Those little mistakes, you know, it's not just that one over the course of 32 minutes, but,
right.
You know, those are the ones that really stick out and that kind of thing. But, you know, we're looking forward here, like you said, you know, kind of second half of the year. We haven't played a conference game yet, so we got that little season within the season getting ready to start tomorrow, too. And, you know, looking to shore those things up and as we, you know, try to tighten things up going into March.
Well, Coach, going back to that game for one last point, I think that 72-foot one-handed heave by Blaine Ward really kind of lit a fire under your guys. And one of the better shots I've ever seen on a long-distance situation like that. You've been coaching for a while. I'm not sure. Maybe you've had a player hit a full-court shot before, but that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that was pretty cool to be a part of. You know, I've I don't think I've had – I know I haven't had a player make one, you know, from that deep. And, you know, I know I gave it a fist pump, and I had a buddy that saw that on video, and – he, you know, he sent me what he thought was being a joke and saying, you know, just how you drew it up. Well, when the boys came over to the bench in between the quarters, said, "Hey, that's just how we drew it up, boys. Let's go," you know, and you know, let's ride the momentum a little bit. So, no, that was really cool, you know, and just to see the, you know, the different things on social media pick that up, and it was cool for that. You know, Blaine was playing really under the weather that night, and you know, to see that, you know, that shot go in his favor, it was pretty cool.
You turn your attention to the Oldenburg Academy Twisters tonight. They're coming in off a big win last night over South Dearborn. They have back-to-back home games here. Talk about this matchup.
Yeah, it's intriguing. You know, I really like Oldenburg's bunch. They've got some good size, some good length to them, some athletic ability. And, you know, they get after you. They throw some different defensive looks that a lot of people don't throw at you. You know, they came out last night and they got up early on South Dearborn, and then they were down at half, and then they went on they had a really good third quarter, and they were able to hang on for, I think it was 11 points last night. You know, and they've got a really good 1-2 punch in Connor Miles, their senior guard. I think he had 19 last night, and then the Wanstroth boys, their big kid down low, and I think he chipped in another 19 last night, and he's big on the rebounds as well. So, you know, we're going to have to be ready to go, you know, for sure against them as a whole, but, you know, especially trying to figure out how to keep those two in check at the same time.
A couple of keys to the game as we wrap things up here, Coach. What has to happen tonight for the Raiders to come out on top?
Yeah, we've got to attack their different defenses they're going to throw at us and not settle, you know, for outside shots all night long, because those will be there, but we've got to play inside out, get to the rim, you know, get to the free throw line and get back to hitting those. You know, coming into the county tourney, you know, we were shooting almost 70% from a team, and then I think we were 42% against Batesville last week. So we got to get back to hitting those a little bit better tonight as well. But then on the defensive end, we've got to make sure that they're one shot and done so we can get out and run and not let them get back and set up in their zones and whatnot.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time here in the pregame show. Thank you very much. Good luck to you and the Raiders tonight.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know that having a baby can be one of the most exciting, yet also nervous, times of your life. That's why Margaret Mary Health offers expectant parents free prenatal classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let Margaret Mary Health help make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you this time, joined by head coach of the Oldenburg Academy Twisters, Michael Higdon. Coach Higdon, thanks for taking some time in the pregame show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Coach, first time I've gotten to see the Twisters this year. You come into the ballgame with a record of 5-6. Tell me a little bit about your ball club.
We play hard. We had some games where we, we attack and play fast and we can hit some shots, and other games, not so much. But every game has been pretty close, competitive. We got a team that likes to play inside out. We got two kids, Connor Miles averaging about 20 a game. Henry Wanstrauss averaging about 18. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of our two go-to guys on offense. But we got a lot of different guys that can do, help handle the ball. We got a lot of guys who can play some defense, and we like to go inside out and just try to play it that way.
Well, Coach, you got a big win just last night, 54-43 over South Dearborn. Tell me about that ball game.
That was a good game for us. We got off to a good start. They amped up the pressure. We kind of turned it over a little bit. They got up, I think, 24-21 at half. But we came right out of halftime, made a couple adjustments. We went to a box and one on the Tiki kid, and I think that kind of helped us, and that kind of sparked us and got us going defensively. And then offensively, we finally started getting the ball back inside. They didn't really let us do that in the first half, and then we finally started getting it inside. We spread them out a little bit, attacked the basket. But it was just great to see us close out a game, because we've had a couple games that have gone late and haven't been able to finish. So it was nice to just – and they put a ton of pressure on us. And, they were all over the place. But I think we held them scoreless for the last 5 minutes of the game until the last 2 seconds. So it was a good win for us. It was nice to see that finally happen for us.
Absolutely, Coach. And then tonight, you got back-to-back home games in coming back in tonight. You got the Raiders coming to town. Talk about this matchup from your perspective.
I think it should be pretty even. I think they've got two long kids. We've got a couple long kids. They've got some quick guards. We've got some quick guards. I think he's just going to be trying to slow them down offensively, trying to take away Henry and Ward, and try not to let those two beat us. But we've kind of turned a corner, I think, a little bit. We got a little freshman that's been helping us out. So he started Franklin County game, started the next game, then he played quite a bit last night and had a big impact. And he's kind of helped change and help us handle the ball. But I think we just play our game, go inside out, try to keep it close, and see if we can finish the job.
Couple things we had to watch for if things were going the way of the Oldenburg Academy Twisters tonight, what would that be?
Us being able to play inside out for sure. When we can play through Wanstrauss inside and get people to collapse on him, it opens things up for Miles and for some of our other guys to hit shots. And then obviously just containing, making sure Ward doesn't get the paint and get kicks, and making sure if Henry catches in the post, then he's getting doubled. Mm-hmm. So I think if we can do those two and contain those two guys and we play our game inside out, we should have a chance.
Coach, really appreciate you taking some time here in the pregame show. Good luck to you and the Twisters tonight.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to Oldenburg, Indiana. I'm Brian Samples. With me, Rob Moorhead. We'll have a call on tonight's ball game. South Ripley Raiders are in town. We want to thank Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gearings. We have about 1 minute here before they do the anthem. In the JV game tonight, South Ripley was victorious in that one, 44-43, and that was a dandy. Oldenburg got out to a 7-0 start. South Ripley came back, scored the next 10, up 10-7 at the end of the third. It's 26-14 to half, 39-22 at the end of the third. South Ripley was out in front 17. Oldenburg made a run all the way back, hit a three at the buzzer that cut it to one. It was 44-43 for South Ripley. Buchanan had 13, Bascom 9, Jesse 9. For Oldenburg, it was Dennis 8 and Dietz 8. So, again, great contest to get this night started, Rob, as we're getting ready to do the national anthem for this one.
I think Oldenburg probably wishes they had about 15 more seconds in that JV game, Brian. They were on a run there, and for the Raiders, the clock ran out just at the right time to hang on to that one-point win.
Sure was, and Kastner had a three-point play there late that put them out. Was just what they needed to pull that off. Right now, we're going to step away. We'll take a timeout as they do the national anthem. We'll come back with the starters and get this underway. You're listening to Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehrings to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehrings and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We're back here at Oldenburg High School. I'm Brian Samples. With me, Rob Moorhead. We're going through the starters right now, so I'll turn it over to Rob and let him give you tonight's starters for this ballgame.
Absolutely, Brian. The visiting team on the scoreboard tonight will be the South Ripley Raiders. They come in a record of 6 wins. Versus 5 losses there in their road green uniforms tonight with black numbers trimmed in white. Tonight's starting lineup for the Raiders at one guard, 5'11 senior, number 10, Gavin Binion. Second guard, 5'9 freshman, number 21, Drew Volts. Third guard, 6 foot junior, number 24, Blaine Ward. One forward, 6'7", junior, number 25, Cole Henry. The other forward, 6'4", senior, number 33, Ethan Johnson. Raiders coached by Sevy Beach in his second year at South Ripley, a record of 17-18. For the Oldenburg Academy Twisters, coming in with a record of 5 wins against 6 losses. At one guard, wearing number 10, 6'3", junior, Isaiah Wagner. Second guard, wearing number 13, 6'2", junior, Jacob Stanger. Third guard, wearing number 33, 6'3", junior, Grant Goldsmith. One forward, number 25, 6'4", junior, Henry Wanstroth. And the other forward, number 0, 6'1", senior, Connor Miles. Oldenburg coached by Michael Higdon in his second season, 12-22. Overall record, Brian, should be a good contest here tonight.
Very good, Rob. We're getting ready to have the tip. We're getting right after it. Tipped away. It's Henry controls back to Ward. South Ripley will have the first look at it. Again, Oldenburg coming off of a game from last night against South Dearborn, which they were victorious. Bulls has it now left wing to Henry up on the top. Henry making a move on Wanstroth. He gets all the way to the bucket. Shots no. Rebound pulled out of there to Oldenburg. They'll bring it back the other way. Stinger with it up on the top. Setting things up, South Ripley in their man-to-man. Ward reaches in, take away. He's going to get out on the break. Gets all the way to the bucket. His little floater's good. So Blaine Ward, first 2 points of the night. South Ripley's up 2-0.
Nice job defensively by Blaine Ward, getting the deflection, turned into the steal, turned into 2 points.
Used his body well to finish that shot. Oldenburg now with it. It's Miles. Looks in, doesn't have anything, finds Wanstroth on the cut underneath. His shot's up, no good, but he draws the foul, so he's able to get his feet under him and get a shot off.
That's going to go against Ethan Johnson. Ethan got off balance there, fell right into number 25, Henry Wanstroth, the 6'4 junior. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Briny averages 17 points a game, been a 65% free throw shooter on the season.
He gets that first one, 2-1. We're at the 7-minute mark here, first period. South Ripley, Oldenburg, second free throw. Rattles around, goes in as well, so he's 2 of 2.
Battle of the bigs, Brian. Be interesting to see the matchup inside. You got Ethan Johnson and Cole Henry going against Wanstroth.
Right away, Henry gets doubled up down low. They kick it out to Johnson. His shot's up and no good. Henry's able to keep it alive. Now it's tipped away, and good hustle there. Ball went off of Wagner's foot out of bounds. It'll stay with South Ripley.
Yeah, going against Wanstroth and Miles in there. Miles averages 21 points a game for this Oldenburg ball club.
These guys are long and lanky out here tonight. You know it?
They are indeed.
Volt has it up on top. That's Drew Volt, as Chancey Volt is out this evening. Ward on the take. A little spin reverse. He's got it. Ward's got first 4 points for the Raiders.
It's a nice take by Blaine Ward, able to keep his balance. A little reverse layup as he was going to the right and threw that back over his head. Did a nice job two-handed on that one.
Oldenburg with it. It's Goldsmith up top to Wagner. They swing it around. There's Miles. Pump fake. He's going to drive. A left-handed reverse. No good. There's Wanstroth on the board. His putback's no good. Rebound pulled out of there to Volt. And that's Drew Volt. It's Chancey Volts that's out for this evening. There's Henry on the drive. He's going to get to the bucket. Left-hand shot's up and good.
Nice job by Henry switching to the left hand to avoid contact there, Brian.
Raiders going to the bucket hard so far. They've got a 6-2 lead. We got 5:40 to go here, first period.
Yeah, you mentioned Chancey Volts has a knee injury right now. I think that happened back in the county tournament late in that second game, and he's being checked out. They hope to get some results of an MRI later this week.
And in his spot, it was Gavin Binion with the start. Oldenburg with it now, back out front working. It's Wagner with it. He's trying to get by Volts. Nothing there. Now they'll go inside to Wanstroth. He goes up over Henry. A little fadeaway is no. Rebound battle for it. Pulled out of there. It's Volts. Here comes a break for the Raiders. It's Binion to Henry. Henry spin move in the paint. Ball's taken away, so turnover. Connor Miles with it. He'll push back the other way.
Nice job by Connor Miles making the defensive play.
Miles brings it back out front, sets up again. South Ripley with that man-to-man everywhere. Done a good job keeping him from getting the look so far. Stinger with it now. He's out front left. Goldsmith on a pick and roll. Nothing happening. Raider defense holding them at bay. Dri- drive by Wagner. Again, nothing there. He tries to find Wanstroth. He finally does, but he's all the way back out front. They'll set again.
Yeah, Hendry got a deflection there. Kind of took him out of the flow of their offense. Oldenburg able to track down the ball. Now they'll reset.
Pass up to Stinger. Oldenburg not in any hurry right now. We've got 4:20 to go here first period. 6-2, Raiders out front. Miles on the drive. He doesn't have anything. Goes to Goldschmidt. Now down in the corner. Deep three. It's by Wagner. No good. And it's Ward on the rebound. He'll push right back the other way. He looks at a three. Nothing. Kicks it to Henry right wing. His three on the way. All the way down. Back out. Johnson on the rebound. Puts it up. And he scores. Draws the foul.
Really nice job by Ethan Johnson. Finding where that ball was going to come off the rim. Getting himself in position. Making the catch. And getting the putback. 4-2.
Johnson will get to the free throw line, 52% on the season. South Ripley out front, 8-2. His free throw's good. Make it 9-2 Raiders as we have 4 minutes even here to go in the first period.
Good start for South Ripley. They got off to a good start in that county tourney championship as well, Brian, being on top 8-0 in that one.
Coach Beach talked about that. There's a turnover. They tried to go inside to Wanstroth. That's Ward out with it. He's running the break. He's going to get all the way to the bucket, draw the foul. Shot's no good, but he'll get a couple of free throws.
Yeah, nice job that time by Blaine to attack the basket and draw the contact from Isaiah Wagner. It's Isaiah's first foul, team second. And Brian, it looks like Michael Higdon wants a timeout.
Yep, and we'll step away and take one as well. You're listening to Sports Voice Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Welcome back to Oldenburg. I'm Brian Samples. With me, Rob Moorhead. South Ripley Raiders are in town. They hold a 9-2 lead over Oldenburg. We want to thank Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber from Southeastern Indiana, REMC, Brunson Gutzweiler, JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health, Blaine Ward. At the free throw line, knocks down the free throw. He's got 5.
On the year, Blaine comes in shooting 77% from the free throw line.
He gets them both. He has 6 points now to lead everybody. It's 11-2 Raiders. Miles with it back the other way for Oldenburg. He averages 21 a game, and he takes that all the way to the hole. I think they're going to count that. He went down the right side, shot it up with his left hand.
They are indeed going to count that, Brian. It was a nice take by Miles. Again, he averages 21 points a game. He saw a lane to the basket, got there, went up strong, took it off the glass, and drew the foul. Foul goes against South Ripley, and it's the second foul, I believe, is that on Gavin Binion?
Yes, that is. That's his second, as you said. That free throw's good by Miles. He's a 70% free throw shooter on the year. He's got 3 points now. It makes 11-5. Ward with it up top. McNew into the ball game. Mason McNew, he had it top of the key. They go down to Johnson. McNew, nothing there. Kick it to Johnson, wide open in the left corner, and he knocks it down.
He absolutely can do that, Brian. He's a decent three-point shooter on the season. 38% out there. Look good on that one.
He has 6 points now to join Ward. It's 14-5, South Ripley up front. Goldschmidt with it. He looks to drive down the lane. Good defense by the Raiders. They step in front. He's going to get called for steps. It'll turn it over to South Ripley.
Ethan Johnson did a nice job holding his defensive position, not giving up that lane, and that forced the turnover.
You have 3 minutes to go here. First period, 14-5, South Ripley over Oldenburg. Volts with it up top. Oldenburg man-to-man.
I think they're almost boxing one here right now, Brian. They're going boxing one on Blaine Ward.
I believe they did switch it.
And they played that defense last night. What a beautiful pass.
It was. Shot in there from Ward straight down to Johnson. Underneath, he now has 8. 16-5, South Ripley.
Coach Higdon said in the pregame show they played that box and won against the Tiki kid from South Dearborn last night.
Yes, they did. They were down in that game, able to come back, get a win. Ball goes down inside to Wanstroth. His little fadeaway is no good. Ward up with the rebound, and he is pushing again. coming hard back the other way. Looks, finds Volz wide open in the corner. His three's on the way. No good. Johnson able to go straight up and get the rebound. As Volz tried to take it up, gets blocked away by Wanstroth and back the other way now. It's Oldenburg. They feed it straight down in. Miles goes right to Wanstroth, and Wanstroth's going to get his first 2 points.
Nice look by Wanstroth in there tonight. He is a nice player, 6'4 junior, little turnaround jumper to drop that in.
I'm sorry, that will be his fourth point. He averages right at 17 a game. Fultz with it now. Now it looks like they're back in a 2-3 maybe.
Just I don't basic, know if they're alternating. I think they're basic 2-3 zone here, just trying to keep South Ripley guessing.
McNew penetrates, kicks it out to Fultz, and a three by Johnson. No good. Rebound out of there to Oldenburg, and it's Goldsmith. They'll push. Stinger with it up the right side now. 16-7, South Ripley out front. Miles looks up top. Nothing there. He's going to drive down the lane. His floater's no good. Wanstroth gets a rebound. He goes up, puts it back in. So Henry Wanstroth with four straight. He's got six. 16-9, South Ripley.
Nice job by Wanstroth, being Johnny on the spot right there, getting the putback.
Back the other way, Sipples shoots a three off the right wing. No good. Rebound out of there to Oldenburg. And it's Miles pushing ahead again. Ball deflected out of bounds. Oldenburg trying the break. Ball gets tipped out. They'll keep it.
Substitutions for South Ripley. Henry and Binion come back in for Oldenburg Academy. They're going to bring Zach Hoff and Adam Weber into the game. Adam Weber, a freshman, that Coach Higdon mentioned in his pregame show, giving him some good minutes.
Shot by Stinger was no good. And here comes South Ripley. And they're pushing each time they can back hard. It's Volz. He goes all the way down. Finds Binion in the corner. His three is a little long. Rebound pulled out of there by Connor Miles. He'll push it back the other way. Both teams getting up and down the court. Miles tried to throw a left-handed pass cross court. It goes out of bounds. Turnover will go back to South Ripley.
He was trying to find Zach Hoff in the deep corner, and a little too much mustard on that one, Brian.
He was there, like you said, just a little too high. So South Ripley's got the ball. Coach Beach wants to bring it out. We got 25 seconds to go first period. Raiders going to get the last one.
Kind of matching up in a little zone here on this last possession.
Trying to put on a little pressure. McNew with it on the right wing. Back up top to Volz. They swing it to Binion. We got 8 seconds to go now. McNew has it. Binion out of the corner. Kicks it inside to Johnson. It's tipped away. Finally off the fingertips of Johnson, and it's going to go out of bounds. Oldenburg will get one more shot. 2.3 seconds.
Wanstroth gets the deflection there that resulted in the turnover. Good job.
So Stinger on the inbounds. Finds Wanstroth out about 25 feet. His shot's up and no good. So come to the end of the first period, it's South Ripley 16. Oldenburg 9 will step away. Take a timeout and be back. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI.
Ready to tackle outdoor projects? Visit Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville, your go-to for quality outdoor equipment. Explore John Deere compact tractors delivering power from 23 to 100 horsepower for both residential and commercial. Financing available with approved credit. Nobby Mower Shop, locally owned for 40 years, is your go-to for outdoor equipment, offering pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Nobby Mower Shop, your partner in power. Visit today and get those projects rolling.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back here at Oldenburg High School, to my left, Rob Moorhead. I'm Brian Samples. South Ripley with a 16-9 lead over Oldenburg as we start the second period. I want to thank Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, Nobby Mower Shop. Connor Miles with a long three. It's no good. Rebound out of there to Mason McNew. And here comes South Ripley.
Raiders opened up in a 1-2-2 zone that time, Brian.
Switched out from the man-to-man. Ward gets right down the lane. His floater is going to roll around. No good. Rebound pulled out of there by Miles. Here comes Oldenburg again on the push. Miles is going to get all the way. His left-handed shot's no good, but there's Wanstroth on the follow. Henry Wanstroth now with eight. He and Johnson both with eight, 16-11.
Wanstroth's doing a great job on the offensive board so far for the Twisters.
Johnson with it down in the corner. He tried to drive baseline but shuffled his feet, so a turnover, and that'll go back to Oldenburg.
Yeah, I like the idea from Ethan, but shuffled that back pivot foot, and that'll get you the travel every time. A little run here for the Twisters. Raiders need to lock back down defensively.
Stinger has it up top. Ball passed inside. Wanstroth shot no good. Rebound out of there to Henry.
I'd like to see the Raiders get Henry going down in the post here, Brian.
And just as you said it, there he goes. His spin move. Ball's taken away, though. Right out of there by the Twisters, and they'll push back the other way. Tried to go up with a shot. Ball was knocked away. That's Zach Hoff with it.
And, Brian, looking back to the pregame interview again, what Coach Higdon was talking about is exactly what happened. He said when Cole Henry gets the ball inside, we've got to have help and we got to collapse on him. They did that on the last possession and forced the turnover.
Just two straight turnovers for the Raiders. Oldenburg turns it over right back. 6:24 to go here, second period, 16-11. South Ripley out in front.
Matchup zone here for the Twisters.
Fultz has it right side, goes to Binion, nothing there.
It's actually back to the box and one. They're playing on Ward.
They kind of got it disguised a little bit to jump out of it. Binion looks at a three. Now he's going to drive. Finds Volts wide open for a three down in the corner. He knocks it down.
Good-looking shot for Drew Volts. That's the Raiders' second three of the night.
19-11, South Ripley up. Ball goes to Wanstroth. Back out. Corner three. Up and good, and that's the freshman, I believe.
It is, and that's the inside-out play that Coach Higdon talked about in the pregame show as well.
So Oldenburg cuts it back to five, and Wanstroth steps in, takes that away, so Oldenburg will bring it back. They're going to walk it up this time. Stinger has it, goes to Connor Miles.
That's the fifth turnover on South Ripley, three of them here in only the first 2 minutes of this second quarter.
Hoff has it, goes to Weber in the corner. To Stinger, there's Miles. He gets a step. His shot's up, no good. Battle for the rebound. He was out of bounds. It was tipped towards him. He tried to grab it. So that turnover will go back to South Ripley.
Yeah, the Raiders look a little uncertain against this box and one, Brian. Need to get their zone offense going here and get Blaine Ward some movement. Blaine is and the officials are going to get Blaine on a blocking foul here. A moving screen will go against Blaine. I believe that's his first foul.
Yes. He was doing the right thing, just got there, didn't have his feet quite set. So that'll be another turnover, 19-14. South Ripley up front. Weber with it in the corner. He's going to go to Stinger. To Hoff. Looks at a 15-footer, decides not. Now it's Miles. He's trying to go on Binion. He gets all the way in. Spin move. Ball's knocked around on the floor. Henry's going to come out. That's Johnson out of there with it. He goes ahead to Henry, and that might have been off his fingertips, and it was. So the Raiders turn it right back over. So back and forth turnovers.
Yep, both teams a little sloppy here in this second quarter of play.
Yeah, 4:37 to go here till halftime, 19-14, South Ripley out front. Weber with it. Looks for Hoff, nothing there. Goes to Stinger, now they'll set. Hoff tries to get down inside. Gets it to Miles. South Ripley's done a good job so far on Miles, holding to just 3 points. Ball's tipped away. Still on the floor. Comes out of there to Volts. They're going to kick it ahead to Ward. He's in the corner. Now he's going to fire a three off the right side and knock it down. Blaine Ward now with nine. He leads everybody, and it's back to an eight-point lead for South Ripley.
Beautiful example of turning defense into offense for South Ripley that time.
Spaced the court really well on that break. Miles with it now. He goes against Binion. Down inside, it's knocked away again. He was in there last time. Now they're going to call a foul this time on South Ripley.
Yeah, Henry went to dig on help there, and he got a little too much of the arm that time of Connor Miles. So that'll be Cole. I believe that's his second, or first foul, team second.
Oldenburg under the bucket, kicks it in to Weber. Go to Stinger. Stinger's got her by Ward. South Ripley now back man to man. Weber has it down in the corner. Tries to make a pass up to the wing. It went to Ward. Ward took it away, threw it off the foot of Stinger. out of bounds. The turnover goes back to South Ripley.
Shows you the basketball IQ of Blaine Ward right there. He jumped in the passing lane, able to catch the pass. His momentum's carrying him out of bounds. He has the wherewithal in the air to turn and throw the ball off the leg of the Oldenburg Academy player and keeps the ball in possession of South Ripley.
It'll be Volz to walk it up this time. Binion with it right side. Looked at a three. Goes back to Volz. They'll set back up again. McNew with it on the left side. Now to Volz. To Binion.
Isaiah Wagner drew the assignment of chasing Blaine Ward in this box of one. There's going to be a foul against the Twisters, Brian.
I believe that's going to be on Connor Miles, his first.
I think that's only the team's first of the quarter. No one near the penalty situation right now as Cole Henry will check in, give Ethan Johnson a breather.
Got two fouls on South Ripley, one on Oldenburg. 22-14, South Ripley up eight. Minion triggers it in from the sideline. So Volz, he's going to step up, shoot a three. Long rebound out of there to Henry.
Just nice spin move.
He gets knocked to the floor. It's going to be a foul. Go to the free throw line.
Yeah, nice job by Cole. Very athletic rebound there, and then a nice spin move to the basket. Now he's going to go shoot two. And, Brian, I missed who that foul went against.
I did, too. I was looking for it on the board, but it didn't go up. Henry's first free throw is good. Have him for 3 points. Shooting 71% on the season. South Ripley with a 9-point lead. 3:08 to go here.
I'm going to assume that foul, I'm sorry, Brian, went against Henry Wanstrauss. He's going to take a breather here. I believe that might have been his second.
Henry hits the second. 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Raiders back up to a 10-point lead. I believe that's their biggest of the night. Ball's down in the corner. 3 on the way. It's good.
Good look out of the corner for Zach Hoff. It was kind of a cross-court pass along the baseline.
Right back the other way, just that quick. Cole Henry hits a 3. It's his 7th point. That's twice in a row. Oldenburg's hit a 3 on one end. South Ripley's answered right away on the other. It's right back to 10, 27-17. South Ripley out front. 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Ball's on the right side to Wagner. Goes to Hoff up on top. South Ripley with that sticky man-to-man everywhere right now. Stinger again with it.
Yeah, they're really coming out trying to get in passing lanes now.
Hoff, right side. Looks at Goldsmith on the inside. Nothing there. To Wagner. Back to Goldsmith. He goes down the lane. Pulls up over McNew with a little jump hook. Don't see many of those anymore.
That was a nice-looking shot by Isaiah Wagner. A little right-hand jump hook over McNew's outstretched arms.
Henry now back the other way. He tries to go up. Shot's no good. Goes off the bottom of the backboard. Hits him and goes out of bounds. So South Ripley holding that 8-point lead, 27-19, minute 53 to go in the first half. John Harrell has this one, an 8-point victory for the Raiders. We'll see how he stacks them up.
I think Sevy Beach had a little conversation with the official there. He thought Cole drew some contact on that last one.
Connor Miles tries to attack and then kick it back. Hoff made a little step away from it, went out of bounds. We had another turnover on Oldenburg, back to South Ripley. Volz with it up top, goes to McNew. Back to Volz. He dribbles right side. They're looking into Henry. They got three guys in there around him. Ward has it, trying to wheel and deal. Ball's on the floor. He had it knocked away. And Sevy Beach, good hustle down the sideline. He gets that timeout.
Yes, nice defense that time by Isaiah Wagner, but a good job by Blaine Ward to get on that loose ball. And Sevy Beach right there on the spot to call the timeout. Brian, looks like it's a 30.
Yep, we'll just keep it right here right now. We got a minute 25 to go. First half, 27-19, South Ripley out front. Pretty much everything we expected, I think, Rob, in this matchup to this point.
It is, and Coach Higdon, the defense, they're really trying to collapse inside on Cole Henry. They're making a tough one on the catch, and then two, when he is able to get position and get the catch, they're doing a really nice job of getting people to help and collapse on him and try to force him to kick it out. And for South Ripley, Blaine Ward's done a nice job creating some early offense for him. Got a couple of three-point shots as well. And we'll see if the Raiders can continue to have some success down here on the offensive end. The other thing I see, Brian, so far South Ripley's 5 for 5 from the free throw line, and that's a little better than they were in the finals of the tourney.
Yes. Coach Beach talked to me about that Sunday afternoon. I was watching Biddy Basketball or the Dirt Road League there, and it was he talked about the free throws. South Ripley with it. They go right down inside right away. Two Henry shots up and no good, but he did draw a foul.
Yeah, we'll see who this one goes against. It's 33, I believe, and that is correct. So that's going against Grant Goldsmith, the 6'3 junior. Going to send Cole to the free throw line to shoot two.
First free throw is good. Cole Henry with eight.
It's a nice bounce pass feed in there from Ethan Johnson to give Henry the opportunity.
Second one rattles around, no good. Battle for and a rebound, but it'll come out to Oldenburgen and Stinger with it. As we come up on 1 minute to go here in the first half, Miles with it left side, and that's a story so far for South Ripley. They've held Miles to just 3 points, averaging 21 a game.
Right now, Jake Sipples has drawn the assignment of guarding Miles.
On the back cut, it's Goldsmith. His shot's up and no good. Rebound went right into the hands of Isaiah Wagner.
It was a nice take by Goldsmith, and then Wagner was right place, right time on that rebound, Brian.
Board with it now. Tries to make a spin move on Wagner. They kick it down in the corner. Sipples shot up and no good.
Oh.
Big rebound inside by Johnson. They're going to get the foul on Oldenburg.
On the rebound, and great job by Ethan Johnson going to where that ball was going to come off the rim, and he went up strong with two hands and drew that foul, and I believe that's going to go against Isaiah Wagner, and he'll take a seat here as Adam Weber will check in for him.
He timed that perfect, man. He got up in the air. Ball came in, two volts. To Johnson, now they'll swing it around. Sipples with it. He comes back top of the key. He goes right side to Johnson. Tried to throw a lob inside to Ward, but it was over his head, out of bounds. So turnover with 21.9 seconds to go. Oldenburg with a chance to cut this to 5 or 3. Get themselves in a position for the second half. Connor Miles with it. He's going to bring it out, and they are going to work, take the last shot. He's guarded by Sipples. As you mentioned, Rob, he's had three or four different defenders chasing him all night. Goldsmith with him up top on a pick and roll. He gets down the lane, and they're going to get him on a stutter step, calling for the travel. So South Ripley, 2.9 seconds. We'll have one more look at it.
Ninth turnover on Oldenburg. South Ripley has eight. That's a lot of turnovers and a half for both these teams.
They get it down the court. Gets to Volts. He's going to get all the way to three-point line. His shot's up and good. They're going to count it. Volts on the bank end three to end the half. So Oldenburg had a chance to cut that thing down, turned it over. Three back the other way, and it hasn't gone up on the scoreboard yet, but I think they did count it.
They did, and Brian, that was just an excellent play. The key to that was that Volts caught the pass with his momentum going towards South Ripley's end of the floor. Nice entry pass by Ethan Johnson. Volts then immediately on the catch, put his head down, and he got three dribbles and got a good look at the basket, banked it in from the right wing from three, and that's a big momentum lift for the Raiders.
Sure is. He caught that just short of half court and dribbled all the way to the three-point line at 2.9, banked it in. So it's 31-21 lead for South Ripley. We're going to step away and take a timeout. We'll come back with some stats here in the first half. You're listening to Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Affinity Graphics and Tees, your number one supplier of fine screen printed and embroidered apparel, is a proud supporter of high school athletics.
With Affinity Graphics and Tees, you can create and sell your own designs online anytime. Design cool custom apparel and t-shirts for your team, fundraiser, bachelor party, or even reunion. With hundreds of styles and colors to choose from, visit Affinity Graphics and Tees online design studio at shopaffinitygraphics.com.
Or call 812-363-4379.
This is the Halftime Show from 103.9 WRBI. Now, let's take a look at game stats and area scores.
Welcome back to Oldenburg High School. I'm Brian Samples. With me, Rob Moorhead. We're at halftime here. The battle with South Ripley and Oldenburg. South Ripley with a 10-point lead, 31-21. Kind of gone back and forth right at the start. South Ripley able to pull away and maintain this lead pretty much through all the way through the half. I'll run through some scoring real quick, and I'll turn it over to my partner and let him talk to you about some stats. For Oldenburg, Connor Miles, who averages 21 a game, South Ripley's been able to hold him to just three. Henry Wanstroth has eight. Grant Goldsmith with two. Zach Hoff with three. Adam Weber for three. For Oldenburg, for South Ripley, they are led by Blaine Ward with nine, Cole Henry with eight, Ethan Johnson with eight, Drew Volz with six. So very balanced scoring for South Ripley. Spread things out among the four players, and that'll give them that 31-21 lead. Rob, you want to talk about stats you have?
Indeed, Brian. South Ripley in the first half from two-point range, 5-for-9 for 56%. All five of those two-point field goals came in quarter number one. From three, they are 5-for-13. Four of the five threes came in quarter number two, including that buzzer beater by Drew Volz. Raiders 38% from three tonight. Free throw line, 6-for-7. Coach Beach has to be happy with that. Shooting for Oldenburg Academy from two-point range, 6-for-15 for 40%. They've attempted six threes, only made two for 33%. They're perfect from the free throw line, 3-for-3 at 100%. The rebound battle is even, Brian. South Ripley's got 12, Oldenburg's got 11. South Ripley with 7 defensive and 8, and let me do that again. South Ripley, 7 defensive rebounds, 5 offensive rebounds. Oldenburg, 8 defensive, 3 offensive. I'm pretty sure all three of those offensive rebounds went to Wanstroth on putback baskets. From a turnover standpoint, very close as well. South Ripley 8 turnovers, Oldenburg 9. What I'll say about that is that's more than either team would want to have. South Ripley only averages 11 turnovers a game and already have turned it over 8 times so far in this one.
And I think looking back at the stats, Oldenburg only turns it over. They're right at 11, 10.5, 11 a game too. So both teams up. But when you look at these two teams we talked about earlier, you match them up on paper. They're both long, lanky, and they really get after it. So that's, you can see the turnovers up more in a game like this.
Definitely, I think that speaks to the defense on each side. And this box and one slowed South Ripley down a little bit for a while. And then late in the second quarter, Blaine Ward was really active, making his defender chase him in that box and one. I think that helped get the Raider offense going a little bit. And on the other end, you can tell that for Oldenburg Academy, Connor Miles wants to get to the basket. He wants to get to the rim. A strong left-handed kid, and South Ripley has run multiple defenders at him. Binion's had a shot at him for a while. Volz has had a shot at him. Simples has had a shot at him. And they're really, Brian, doing a pretty good job keeping him in front, not letting him clear and get around them to the lane. And then the Raiders do have good help as well. And that'll be a key in the second half, because you know Michael Higdon is trying to figure out a way to get Miles untracked here in this second half.
You're exactly right. Out of one of the timeouts, they set something up for him. He got right to the bucket, and that was his three-point play that he has for the night. But then, since then, as you said, South Ripley done a great job of shutting down that lane. JV action tonight. South Ripley won that game earlier 44-43, and that game was all over the place. South Ripley had a was down 7-0 to start, ended up 10-7 at the end of the first period. They were up 26-14 at the half, 39-22 at the end of three. And Oldenburg came out in that fourth period, just lighting it up from everywhere. And they actually hit a three right at the buzzer that made it the 44-43 score. So leading South Ripley was Buchanan with 13. Bascom had 9. Jesse had 9. Oldenburg, it was Dennis with 8. And Dietz with 8.
Brian, I got to tell you, it's my first time in this facility. And I know you're over here frequently. You're helping David Disbrow in the girls' program. And so you see it a lot. But I'm really impressed with the facility over here. The Hillenbrand family, what do they call it? Feldhaus here, the Hillenbrand family Feldhaus, and it's a nice, clean, large facility, a great place to watch a ball game. Kudos to everyone involved here at Oldenburg Academy.
Yeah, it's a really nice building, and tonight there's a really good crowd in here. There's usually not this many people in here for the games, but South Ripley's brought a good crowd, had a lot going on, so good crowd here tonight. We're going to step away, take a timeout, come back, and we'll bring you all the action here in the second half. You're listening to Sports Voice 103.9 WRBI.
JC Bank is now open in Greensburg at 1035 North Lincoln Street, bringing over a century of community banking to you. JC Bank supports local high school sports teams, helping young athletes thrive for stronger communities. They offer top-notch banking, investments, and trust services. Whether you need a mortgage or business banking, JC Bank is here for you. Learn more at jcbank.com. JC Bank, the bank for your street, not Wall Street. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With the holidays behind us, now's the time to focus on the one person you've probably been neglecting lately, you. If you haven't scheduled an annual appointment with your primary care provider in 2024, what are you waiting for? Seeing your provider once a year is a great way to review health concerns and discuss tips to stay well. At Margaret Mary Health, their primary care providers are accepting new patients in Batesville, Brookville, Osgood, and Milan. To find a provider near you, visit them online at mmhealth.org.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup. Cup and Char sliced sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza. 812-933-0333. Ison'sFamilyPizza.com or downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We welcome you back here to the Oldenburg Academy. I'm Brian Samples. With me, Mr. Rob Moorhead. We're getting ready to bring you the action for the second half.
Brian, something else I wanted to mention tonight. Very unique in that both these head coaches, young head coaches, have their fathers on the sideline with them as part of their staff. Jim Higdon down here helping Michael and Tom Beach helping Seve with South Third Atlantic. That's really cool. Those guys bring their dads along as assistant coaches.
So when are we going to see you sitting with Trent?
That might be a conflict of interest right now, Brian. I wear a lot of green. I don't think that'd go very well at Hauser.
South Ripley has it to start again with that 10-point lead. They go to Johnson right outside the Volts. His three's on the way, and it's good. So right away, Drew Volts knocks down his third three of the night. He's got 9. Chancey Volts, as we talked earlier, is out tonight with a little bit of a knee injury. So when you hear Volts, there's just going to be one tonight.
Nice to see Drew get on track there from three. I know it's a big thing for Seve and his team to see that happen.
Miles kind of forced one there on the this in for Oldenburg. South Ripley with a rebound. It went to Henry. They're going to swing it around. They go right inside to Johnson. He gets double teamed. Goes out to Binion. Binion looks around. Gets it to Johnson. They'll bring it out and reset. It's Volts with it to Ward. He's on the left wing. Goes down the corner. Binion, his three. Knocked it down. Gavin Binion, that's his first buckets of the night. Right away, Oldenburg's going to take a timeout. We'll step away. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sports Voice 103.9 WRBI.
We
don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Back here at Oldenburg, we want to thank Ivy Tech Community College, Great Plains Communication, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and Gehring. So right out of the chute, South Ripley comes out, knocks down two threes, takes the lead from 10 to 16. We still have 7 minutes to go here, Rob, in third period.
Coach Sevy Beach couldn't have drawn up a better start to the second half than having two threes, one by Binion, one by Volts. Nice job by the Raiders to open this lead a little bit.
And as you mention all the time, those plays both come from getting the ball down inside and kicking it straight back out. South Ripley toeing the line, knocked down two. Stinger with it now up on the right wing. And again, wherever Miles goes, that's Connor Miles. South Ripley has somebody right on him.
Yeah, Gavin Binion face guarding him now. They're really trying to get it to Miles. He gets it there in the free throw circle, but nowhere to go.
South Ripley still man-to-man everywhere else. It's Wagner with it up on the left side, guarded by Volts. And South Ripley really extended that defense. Wagner gets down inside, tries to go to Goldsmith. Ball's on the floor. It was Ward diving on it.
Great hustle by Blaine Ward. He was the first one to the floor to get to the ball, but rolled with the ball, and it went out of bounds. But a good effort, and it'll stay with Oldenburg Academy.
They'll take it out right in front of their bench.
Good timeout by Michael Higdon, too, Brian. I think that was smart. Gave up the two quick threes, got down 16, and wants to put a stop to that bleeding as soon as he can.
Exactly right. So we'll throw it all the way back, bring it up. It will be Wagner with it. He's on the left side. South Ripley really putting on the pressure on defense right now. And there's Henry on a steal. Ball went to Wanstrahl, taken right away. Henry gets all the way down the lane, up with the layup.
Turning defense into offense. Cole Henry gets the steal and went strong with it coast to coast to the other end and laid it in.
So South Ripley extended this thing out now to 18. 5:41 to go here, third period.
So Brian, counting that three at the end of the quarter, it's an 11-0 run for the Raiders at least.
The ball's on the floor. They tried to go into Connor Miles. They kick it out. There's a three out off the left wing. That was Jacob Stinger, his first points of the night. Right back the other way. It's Henry, and he answers with a three. So Cole Henry, that's the third time I know of Oldenburg's hit a three, and South Ripley's answered it in about 5 seconds.
And the body language for Michael Higdon, that is demoralizing. You think you're going to make a little run, and the Raiders answer right back with a three of their own.
That was as quick as they could get to the other end. They had it. It's Stinger with it. He'll go to Wanstrahl deep in the left corner. He drives against Henry. Pull up from about 15 feet, no good. Connor Miles got the offensive board, but he stepped out of bounds, so to go back to the Raiders.
Actually, Brian, I think they're calling a blockout foul on that rebound, and they are. It's going against Volts. Drew Volts will pick up the foul as he backed in. He backed into Connor Miles when he jumped up for that rebound, so it'll stay with Oldenburg.
And I don't feel so bad because most of the players went to the other end, and one of the officials went that way too, so we were all fooled.
Yep, it looked like that's what he was calling, but then he raised the arm and ended up indicating the foul.
Stinger has it now. He goes down inside, so they send Miles down on the post, and he's able to draw a foul this time. So Coach Higdon doing whatever he can to get Connor Miles involved.
Two straight possessions, two fouls against Drew Volts. Drew's got a smile on his face out there. He's not sure what else to do. But, Brian, you got to give the young man credit in Connor Miles. He is working hard to get that basketball.
And he's now 0-2 from the free throw line, where he's shooting about 70% on the season.
I think he's shooting him with the wrong hand. Everything I've seen him do on the floor, he does left-handed. And the free throw line, he shoots him right-handed. Am I wrong on that? I think.
No, you're not. He's been down the lane two or three times, shot left-handed. Misses again. So he's 0-for-3 from the line, and South Ripley back the other way. Volts with it down the corner. There's nothing there. He goes all the way across to Sipples, and they'll reset. Ward with it to Volts. Find Henry down the corner. He backs up for a three. Nothing but net again.
South Ripley 4-for-4 from three here to start the second half.
And I didn't have it down, but I think they had five in the first half, so they may have nine threes to this point.
They do indeed. I can confirm, partner.
Wanstroth with it. He gets to the elbow. Nothing there. Now he finds Connor Miles on the back cut, but there's going to be a foul on the Raiders before he gets there.
Cole Henry's going to get charged with that one, Brian. And we'll see. That's his second foul. That's the third against South Ripple area in the quarter. We haven't played half the quarter yet, so Oldenburg's only two fouls from being in the penalty.
South Ripple has it now 45-21. Ball down the corner to Goldsmith. He goes all the way across. Stinger with a three. Hit one from there a minute ago, and he's got another one. Jacob Stinger now with 6 points and a half.
There have been six threes attempted, six threes made here in the second half.
And just that quick, Ward on the drive back the other way, and he gets two. And we have a timeout by Oldenburg. It's a 30-second. We'll step away. We come back. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back here to Oldenburg Academy. After the timeout, Oldenburg has the ball. South Ripley, 47-27 leaders. Oldenburg gets it to Goldsmith. They go down inside to Connor Miles. He tries to go up. Left-handed shots up. No good. Rebound by Goldsmith. Put back with good. He's got 4 points. It's now 18-point lead, and just that quick, here come the Raiders. Ward with a three. It's all the way down and back out. Rebound pulled out of there. That's to Wagner. Oldenburg will bring it back the other way. Wagner's going to get all the way in and kick it down into the corner to Miles. He brings it back out right wing. He's looking to take Sipples to the bucket. He does. Shots up, no good. Rebound out of there to Volts, and here come the Raiders on the push. But on the long pass, it's taken away. It was Wagner on the takeaway. And as he's driving, Cole Henry stepped in front, and he's going to get the blocking foul.
Yeah, that'll be three on Cole. He was trying to set up to take a charge, but not quite able to get his feet set. He'll have a seat now with that third foul, and Mason McNew checks in for the Raiders.
47-29, 3:05 to go. Third period, Raiders up 18. It's Stinger with it. He goes down inside to Wanstroth. He's going to try to go over McNew, but nothing there. Good job by McNew holding him out. It's back up to Stinger now. South Ripley in that man-to-man everywhere. They go to Miles on the left side to Wagner. He's going to go against Binion, get down about 8 feet. Little up and under is good.
Strong move that time by Wagner. Gets it back down to 16.
Right back the other way. The Raiders feed it inside to Johnson. He goes up strong, draws the foul. He'll go to the free throw line.
Nice pass by Blaine Ward to find Johnson. The foul's going to go against Jacob Stinger. That's going to send Ethan to the free throw line to shoot two. I believe that's the first foul on Jacob.
Johnson hit a free throw earlier in the game. It's 52% on the season. He hits that one. Climbing for nine.
100% tonight.
That's right. Every day's a new day. Step up there and hit him.
There you go.
Second free throw's in and out. Rebound to Wanstroth. 48-31.
50% on that trip, Brian.
They go left side to Miles. He's going to pull up. His shot's blocked away by Sipples. He gets a block. The ball goes into the hands of Wanstroth. He tries a little fadeaway over McNew, and he gets it.
That's a nice drive by Wanstroth. A little head and shoulders fake left, spin back right, and quickly, Blaine Ward's already on the attack.
Each time Oldenburg scores, South Ripley's right back on him. Ward there again. He's got 13. A little up and under. Spinner goes right in. It's 50-33, South Ripley.
Sipples had a really good defensive possession last time down, Brian. Got out of position on going for a deflection, but then got right back in to block the shot that Miles tried to put up.
Exactly right. Miles with it now goes to Stinger. He's got two threes. Make it three threes in this half. He's got nine.
South Ripley switching in and out of that man-to-man versus zone, and they got to find Miles. That's 3 3-pointers so far here in the half for Oldenburg.
Cuts the lead now to 14, 50, 36. We've got a minute 25 to go here in the third period. Binion with it. He's guarded by Miles to go to Ward. Ward, little cut, gets it inside to Johnson. His shot's up and good. So Ward with a little fake. Defender jumped. He got right in. A little lob inside to Johnson.
Really good look by Blaine Ward. Nice job by Ethan going up, keeping the ball up high and taking it off the glass.
So back the other way now. It's Stinger. He was hot. Looked at a three, but he decided other go to Wanstroth. He's going to get down the lane. Pump fake. Shot's up and good up over McNew. So Wanstroth now with 12. Lead back to 14. Ward with it. He's going to back it back out. He gets by Wagner. Gets it over to Johnson. Now back to Sipples. Sipples, he gets down the lane out to Ward. He looks at a three. He's going to back it back out.
Yeah, interesting matchup here. They've got Grant Goldsmith, a 6'3 junior, guarding Blaine Ward. He's got a long arms, nice reach. It'll be interesting to see if Blaine can get around him and get something going to the basket. I think South Philly's going to play for one here, Brian.
Yep, and Oldenburg's going to step back. 52-38, we have 15 seconds to go. Now here's Ward, a crossover, goes to Sipples left, inside to Johnson. He just turns and goes, and his shot's good. So Ethan Johnson, good move there. Oldenburg will now kick it ahead. It's stolen by Sipples. He's going to fire a three at the buzzer. It's no good. So we've come to the end of three quarters. South Ripley with a 54-38 lead. We're going to step away, take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Sports Voice 103.9 WRBI.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We're here at Oldenburg for the final period. We want to thank Ison's Family Pizza, SEI Fiber from Southeastern Indiana REMC, Bruns Gutzwiller, JC Bank, Margaret Mary Health. Oldenburg has the ball, and they trail by 16. And as I say that, it's a turnover, and Ward has it. And he's going to push back the other way. Gets it to Volts. Now they go up top to McNew. He finds Sipples down low to Johnson. They'll bring it all the way out and reset. Rob, while we were gone, got a text from Sean Haugel telling us an IU score.
He wasted no time and didn't hesitate at all giving us that score, Brian.
Johnson on the back cut.
IU gets a win tonight, 74-62 over Minnesota, while Ethan Johnson puts one in for two for South Ripley, put him up 18.
56-38, and Wanstroth with a turnaround jumper. He knocks it down on the other end.
Brian, I've been impressed with Wanstroth here in the second half. He's got a really nice touch around the basket.
And back the other way, I can't write him down fast enough. Drew Volts with two. He now has 11. It's 58-40.
Nice job by Drew.
Miles has it. Goes to Hoff. Ball's tipped away. Goes to Stinger. His little pull-up's no good. Rebound out of there. Went into the hands of Sipples. Slipped through his fingers. It'll stay with Oldenburg.
Henry's going to check back in for South Ripley along with Binion. Blaine Ward will get a breather, and so will Mason McNew.
So Miles inbounds underneath. He goes to Stinger off that left side. He's knocked down a couple threes from over there. Hoff on the drive. He's going to get it inside to Wanstroth. Good little pump fake over Henry. Just a little long rebound out to Henry. And now it'll be Volts with it.
Yeah, Henry altered that shot a little bit.
Sipples goes in, tries a little up and under, but he's able to draw the foul, and he's going to go to the free throw line for South Ripley.
Nice move by Sipples. Foul's going to go against Jacob Stanger. That's his second, as Sipples steps to the free throw line to shoot two.
Sipple 71% on the season. Misses that first one. South Ripley is a team at 70%. As you mentioned, they didn't hit them so well in that championship game of the tourney. Coach Beecher liked to have back. But...
Dad used to tell me nobody's guarding you, Brian. You ought to be able to make those every time.
It's kind of what I think. There's nobody there. Just shoot it. Coming from somebody that I probably shot 60% from.
You don't have to remember it like that.
Miles has it for Oldenburg. He gets to the elbow. Now he crosses over. He's got Binion on him. Shots up. No good. Wanstroth in there again. He's had position all night. Ball's on the floor. They're going to jump it up.
Wanstroth working really hard inside there to go after that loose ball rebound. But Miles had to work so hard to try to get free from Binion, Brian, and then he switched it back over to his right hand. It looks to me like his initial reaction is to go up with the left hand, and then if something happens, he's kind of ambidextrous. It looks like he can put it up with either hand. Sean will have to look that word up at home tonight.
Sean's going with amphibious on that, I guess. It's 59-40, South Ripley with a 19-point lead. We talk about Connor Miles. He's averaging 21. Raiders have held him to 3 tonight. Volts with it right side. He's going to try to lob it in. The Johnson went over his head. Binion tried to save. Went through his hands to Sipples. Sipples tried to save, and it'll go over to Oldenburg.
Yeah, good hustle by South Ripley trying to keep that possession, but Sipples unable to save it back inbounds, threw it over toward the Raider bench. A lot of green over there, but they're all out of bounds.
Oldenburg with it back the other way. It was Weber down to Miles, his three. That's an air ball rebound out of there to Sipples. He'll bring it back now. He's center court. Goes right side to Volts. Volts, a nice little head and shoulder fake, but has it knocked out of his hands, and here comes Connor Miles back. Miles got to the elbow, took an extra step, turned it over, so it'll go right back to South Ripley.
Team's trading turnovers there as Blaine Ward checks back in. Ethan Johnson will take a breather for South Ripley.
Oldenburg now picking up with a little pressure. Volts goes ahead to Binion. Straight inside to Henry's. Wanstroth on him. Now back out to Binion. Ward with it. Now they're left side to Volts. Looking into Henry. Go to Sipples. Now they'll go back inside. Henry. Little jump hook. No good. Rebound battle four. Taken out of there. Hoff for Oldenburg, and he'll bring it up himself. Goes left side to Miles. He's picked up by Volts. Now he'll swing it right side to Weber. Weber guarded by Ward. Now top to Hoff, and it'll go back to Stinger. Stinger with a little crossover. He gets down in the paint. Little fadeaway, bank shot, got it. So Jacob Stinger did not score in the first half. He averages 4.5 points a game. He's got 11 here in the second half alone.
Yeah, nice to see Jacob go off the backboard with that shot, Brian. Too many times guys try to go over the front of the rim on that. You got a much better opportunity to make the shot when you take it off the backboard.
South Ripley has its Ward. It was knocked away, but he gets the handle back. He's top of the key, looking to drive. He's getting down there, spin move. Tried to go up and under, but it's knocked away, and there's going to be a foul on Oldenburg.
Yeah, they're going to get Jacob Stanger on that foul. It's really nice spin by Blaine. Jacob tried to recover, but he brought his hands down, got across the arms of Blaine Ward. But they'll say it was on the drive, Brian, so keep it with South Ripley out of bounds.
I already have my free throws written down. Got to scratch them out.
Scratch them out. Raiders go 1-4 deep on the inbounds.
And there's a lob. Henry going right to the bucket. Rolls out. No good. Nice play. Just wasn't able to finish. It's Stinger with it. He's right side. Goes to Hoff. Now to Weber. Down in the corner, it's Goldsmith. Miles with it now. He's up on the top left. Back down to Goldsmith. Henry on him. He goes by. Shot up. Henry blocks it away. It's a good job by Henry to go straight up. Now they're going to catch Henry back the other way. He goes right at the bucket. Finishes.
Beautiful job by Cole Henry. Going up strong from the left side. Went up with two hands, Brian. Played through contact. The basket counts. Foul goes against Grant Goldsmith. And Henry goes at a free throw line to complete the three-point play.
So Henry with 19 points now as he makes that free throw. And on that shot to the bucket, his dad was up, jumping up and down there, clapping for him, and knocked that down. Good to see that.
Like to see Jason get excited down there, don't we, Brian?
Yes, we do. Stinger with it. Looks at the three. Just a little long. Rebound pulled out of there to Johnson. And here come the Raiders again. Tried to throw it to Henry. Oh. Binion on the save, though. Good hustle there by Johnson trying to dive on the floor. But Oldenburg will bring it. Stinger shot the three, or shot the little layup in the lane. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Went up and drew the foul.
Good hustle on both ends of the floor. Gavin Binion made a great save, throwing that ball back in bounds, but it went to Oldenburg, and then Stanger on the other end here missed the first shot, did a great job battling for his own rebound. He'll go to the free throw line now, Brian, to shoot two.
First free throw's good. Stinger now with 12. Wanstroth has 14, Stinger with 12 for Oldenburg.
And Wanstroth just checked back into the ballgame along with Isaiah Wagner after getting a breather.
Second free throw is good as well. 13 now for him. 62-44. South Ripley out front by 18. Binion right side. A little fake. Gets down to the block. He's going to kick it out. Johnson looked at a three. He'll bring it to Ward, and they'll set. We have 3 minutes even to go here in the final period. The Raiders take care of the basketball. They can get out of here with a victory. Drive to the buckets. Ward, a little floater over everybody. He's got 15. Lead back to 20.
Tough shot. Blaine's has got a knack for being able to get those floaters to go.
Goldsmith on the three out of the corner, no good. It was Wanstroth on another offensive board. He's going to draw the foul. They'll have it out of bounds underneath.
Wanstroth is strong in there as well, battling for that rebound. Didn't see who the foul went against, Brian.
I did not get it either. I was writing one down.
Did go against South Ripley, and as a team, they'll have two fouls, so still a couple to give before the penalty situation.
Ball's thrown all the way out. It's Goldsmith with it. Henry knocks it away, but Goldsmith gets it back. Miles looks at a three. Now he's going to go right down the lane, that little left hand, and they're going to get him, I believe, on the charge, Rob.
Talked about Blaine having a knack for those floaters. He also has a knack for being in position and drawing charging fouls, and he did another one right there, picking up the foul against Miles. That's a turnover. Give it over to South Ripley.
South Ripley with a 20-point lead. 2:30 to go. Fourth period. Go down in the corner to Binion. Now it's out to Ward. Between his legs, behind his back. Now it goes to Johnson. Back to Ward. South Ripley's going to work a little clock here, I would say. Get a good look. Volts on a drive to the bucket. Hits up and good. So he had the lane. Took it in. Good shot by Volts.
Brian, best I've seen Drew Volts play tonight.
And on the inbounds, Ward stole the ball, but he stepped out of bounds. It's 13 points for Volt. It's 22-point lead, 66-44 for
and
the Raiders.
I haven't seen every game, but I'm going to guess that's a career high for Drew Volt this year as a freshman. And we forget sometimes that he is a freshman. He gets a lot of minutes and has the ball in his hands a lot. And tonight, able to get the ball into the basket.
It's Oldenburg with it now. Down the right side, they stepped out of bounds, so another turnover. It'll go back to South Ripley.
Yeah, and
right on 2 minutes.
Give Cole Henry credit for making that pass difficult. He jumped out in that passing lane. They had to get it around his long arms, and the pass led the receiver of the pass out of bounds. Henry and Ward both check out of the contest, as with does Binion, as the Raiders have this one pretty well secured, Brian.
Sipples with the ball. Goes to Volts. I see Buchanan's into the game for South Ripley.
Buchanan and McNew checked back in.
And there's another drive. I think they're going to get a charge back the other way now. So Volts went down the lane. Good position there by, I believe that was Weber taking that charge.
It was indeed. Adam Weber got set. Drew left his feet. That's the right call. Drew will learn on that. You want to come to a jump stop in that situation. And in that case, it was a good job by Weber to force the turnover on South Ripley. 13th turnover on the Raiders tonight.
Weber has it now back the other way. Cooks checked into the game for Oldenburg, as has Bryce Kane. They're working me out a little bit here. Get all the names. Ball came across to Cook. He's guarded by Buchanan. We have a minute 20 to go. 66-44. South Ripley out front. Goldsmith finds Weber. His reverse is no good. Rebound out of there to Volts. They're going to fast break it ahead. It's going to be Buchanan. Nice little fake. He let the big guys go flying by. Brogan Buchanan's going to get two in this one.
Nice job by Brogan, and you got to love the chance to come in and get a basket in the varsity contest.
Coach Higdon called a timeout just to get some subs in. Two more in for Oldenburg.
Dylan Jesse's going to come in for South Ripley as well. He'll replace Ethan Johnson.
So Weber with it. We just went under 1 minute, 68-44, South Ripley. A 24-point lead. I believe they're going to get a foul call here.
Yeah, it's going to go against Drew Volz away from the basket. That might be five on Drew. And so that's going to give Trevor Kastner a chance to check into the contest as well. Great job by Drew Volz tonight, Brian.
Yes, it was. Like you said, that's probably a career high, and just under control all night, really taking care of the ball, and one of the defenders that switched out on Miles, I believe, all evening.
He did.
Shot up, no good. Rebound out of there to McNew. Jesse with it. He looks at a three. He's going to fire it. No good. McNew with the rebound. Goes inside to Sipples. Sipples is going to get two more.
Really nice job by McNew getting the rebound and making a nice bounce pass inside.
Three-pointer back the other way. A shot was by Joe Hanningman's. No good. We have 20 seconds to go. 70-44. Sipples just going to walk it up. Cross half court. Raiders will pass this one out. Raiders are going to move on 7-5 on the season, while the Twisters will drop to 5-7.
Nice win coming on the road for South Ripley. After that loss in the championship game of the Ripley County Tourney, they get back on the winning track, Brian.
You're right, and tomorrow, 11:30 a.m., the Lady Raiders will be right back here as they'll take on Oldenburg Lady Twisters in an afternoon matchup. Final score here, 70-44. South Ripley with the win. We're going to step away, take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll bring you stats on this. And you're listening to Sports Voice.
Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville. Your Green Haven awaits with top brands like John Deere, Grasshopper Mowers, and more. Explore John Deere compact tractors from 23 to 100 horsepower. Perfect for any lawn. Financing available too. Nobby Mower Shop, 40 years strong, offers pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Your dream outdoor space starts here. Nobby Mower Shop. Turning lawns into havens. Visit today and let the transformation begin.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech Visit Days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
This is the post-game show on 103.9 WRBI with a look at the final game stats and scores from area games.
We're back here at Oldenburg one last time. I'm Brian Samples. Rob Moorhead was with me all evening. I want to thank him for everything. 70-44, South Ripley victorious in this one. South Ripley, a very balanced scoring attack. Had four guys in double figures. I'll run down some scoring straight down my list for Oldenburg. Again, kind of a story we talked about tonight. Connor Miles had 3 points, averaging 21 a game. So the Raiders taking care of things there, keeping him out of the scoring column. On the flip side, Jacob Stinger did step up. He had 13 points, averaging about 4.5 a game. Isaiah Wagner had 4. Henry Wanstroth, 14. Grant Goldsmith had 4. Zach Hoff with 3. And it was Adam Weber for 3. Again, that's for the Oldenburg Twisters. They're now 5-7 on the season. You look at South Ripley, as we said, very balanced scoring attack. It was Cole Henry leading the way with 19 points. At 15 points, it was Blaine Ward, Ethan Johnson. You had Drew Voltz with 13 points. Bryson Sipples chipped in 3. And Brogan Buchanan had 2 right there late in the game. And also, don't want to miss, Gavin Binion had a 3 in that second half as well. So, again, for the Raiders, they have 4 in double figures. And they move to 7-5 on the season. And I believe we have Coach Sevy Beach up here. He's going to talk. He just stole my sheet from me. So, Coach, good win, 70-44. Everything you expected?
Appreciate it. Yeah, it was nice to come in and you know, get a win. First half, you know, we hadn't played or seen, you know, a box and one necessarily. To the extent of that, what we did in the first half, you know, we were playing just fine. You know, a couple guys at times were, oh, what are we doing? You know, but they stayed calm and stayed composed. It was good to see that we, you know, kind of had a little maturation process with a couple of those guys doing that. And then other guys stepped up and hit shots. You know, I think we got 4 guys in double figures. Okay. You know, that was good to see that other guys stepped up because we'd been waiting to shoot the ball better. And other guys, you know, they had the time. Their feet were set, locked and loaded, let it fly. And they hit it tonight, which, you know, we'd been expecting that for quite a while now. So it was good to see, you know, the love was widespread tonight.
And I think I have them for 9 threes, unless they hit another one.
You had 10
threes on the night. So
10 for 21 for 48% from 3. That's the way this team's capable of shooting, Coach.
Yes, that's a lot more like we saw, you know, over the summer that we were expecting probably coming into the year. You know, so it was great, you know, to I think Drew Voltz, 2 for sure. I guess we'll count the bank as another, you know,
absolutely
into the first half.
Absolutely.
So, you know, but that was good to see him to go in, you know, just for the confidence sake of thing. But we will take that kind of number from 3 every night.
Felt like everything was under control all night, even though they were in the box of 1. Your defense, everybody seemed under control. They were taking a ball to the bucket really hard. So when you weren't getting the threes, they were still attacking a bucket. You know, it just seemed like a really under control game for the Raiders.
Yeah, that was it was good to see that as far as attacking the paint and playing inside out, both, you know, off throwing the ball to the post and driving and getting us back to that. I think that's a strong suit for us as a group. You know, and able to play inside out like that, it makes a 3-point shot easier. And I thought we really did a good job. You know, the Miles Boy and Wanstroth are scoring. They can score. They're good. And I thought we made them, on the defensive end, we made them really have to work for everything they got offensively. And we were switching multiple guys on and off on them. And I was happy to see that different guys were able to execute, you know, the job on those 2 guys.
Yes, and we talked about Connor Miles averaging 21 a game. You guys were able to hold him to 3 tonight. I don't know if you were aware of that or not.
I was not aware that it was at 3. I didn't know that he was averaging 21 coming in, so that's fantastic. That's a tip of the cap to our boys and their defensive effort tonight. So I will that'll be one of the first things I say as soon as we get on the bus.
Yeah, and that happened early. They called a timeout, and right out of the timeout, they set one up for him. I think he got that 3-point play and came down and scored, and then shut him out the next 3 quarters. So, yeah, really good defensive effort. You guys travel to Switzerland County next. What do you thought on the Pacers?
To Switz tomorrow for the first conference game of the year. You know, and going down there, it's always, you know, a tough place to play. We're going to have to be ready to go. You know, they had a tough game with Southwestern tonight. I don't know what the outcome of that was, but we'll have to be ready to go. You know, Cam Craig is a heck of a player. So, you know, hopefully everybody's healthy. And we'll see about that, but we got, you know, 24 hours. We've got to be ready to go and get the conference season started off right tomorrow.
Yeah, and we appreciate you coming up here. It's a nasty night out, so we're not going to keep you, but we do appreciate you coming up, and congrats on getting another win.
Yep, thank you. Hopefully everybody travel safe going home.
Be careful, Coach. Congratulations to the Raiders on the win.
Thank you.
And we want to thank some more of our sponsors, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Hurt & Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Affinity Graphics and Tees, and Nobby Mower Shop. So we're going to wrap things up from Oldenburg. We want to thank everybody here, Michael Higdon and everything that he'd done for us, get us set up. Coach Disbro passing out the waters all night. We'll thank him, too.
We appreciate Diz for keeping us hydrated up here.
Yeah, he's so hydrated, I need to go to the restroom after this one. But thanks to everybody for doing their part over here. Again, tomorrow, the South Ripley Lady Raiders will come back here to Oldenburg, and they'll battle the Lady Twisters for another one. Is the girls' basketball season's wrapping up. There's only two more weeks of games, and they'll be in the sectional just that quick. So,
if I'm not mistaken, the sectional draw is this Sunday, Brian?
It's the 21st, I believe.
Not this Sunday, next Sunday. Okay, yep. I was a week ahead.
Yeah, and then the boys right now are about halfway through their season. So, again, South Ripley victorious 70-44 here tonight. I'm Brian Samples. With me, Rob Moorhead. We're going to step away, and we thank everyone for listening tonight. You're listening to Country 103.9 WRBI.